You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're on Facebook Live, Mike, so be careful. That's right. You're pointing. You're right there. That's right. We are on with Mike. Can I say it this way? My good friend, Mike Mandich. Mike is one of the top community leaders in town. He takes the lead point position on curing cancer. Mike, welcome to the show. Let's talk Dolphin Cycle Challenge.
Jimmy, what's up?
Oh, man, I'm very fired up. Very fired up. Now, tell me a little bit about this. This is the Dolphins' largest signature charity event. And in the NFL, this is pretty big by NFL standards, right?
I'd say it's big by any charitable standards. But this past year, we raised $5.1 million. Dollars for cancer research right here at University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. And we do that through people biking, running, walking, or simply coming out to a concert with the Counting Crows.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I know people over at Sylvester Cancer Center. I get acupuncture there. I've got my pain management from Dr. Patton. The people over there are absolutely amazing. They've got cutting-edge solutions, customized treatments, and it's absolutely the best. Now, tell me, why are the Dolphins committed to being cancer fighters?
Well, unfortunately, cancer touches way too many people, just myself included.
I love you. I don't mean to touch that, but it is a big thing, your mom and your dad and everything.
Yes. So, but I'm not the only case.
It's in my family right now. My sister's mother-in-law just got diagnosed, and they're going through the whole process right now.
And there's only one way to cure that, and that's really simply fundraising for these research projects and having the best talent right here in South Florida to make that possible. And I know Dr. Nimer at Sylvester is making that possible. So the DCC, which started in 2010 as a pillar partner of the Miami Dolphins and the University of Miami, has really exponentially grown and raised $16.5 million over the last 6 years. This year is certainly going to be a barn burner at that.
Well, it looks to me like you've expanded it into like a more than a weekend event. You got like a family fest, you got golf. What are some other events that people can take part of if they're not fit and bicycle friendly like a guy like you?
Well, so coming up February 11th, we're going to host DCC 7, which has cycling routes from 13 miles up to 100. Wow. And a 5K that honestly everyone can join. You have a pair of sneakers, you can come out, you can walk, you can run, you can stroll if you want. But that'll take place at the Hard Rock Stadium, newly Hard Rock Stadium, and that is really beautiful. We had a good season as well.
Yes,
everyone will finish in the stadium, and then we even sell tickets to the concert separately for $32 on Ticketmaster to the Counting Crows. But anyone that participates, it's complimentary access to the concert, and they have on-field food, beverage. And 100% of every dollar that our participants raise will go directly to fund cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center.
The other thing about it is that you get to participate and get such an incredible vibe from being around such a bunch of giving and loving people. I think that's part of it. You know, people in our community, they need something like this to come together and show that there is good stuff. You know, you just came off of I-95. We got people listening on I-95, fighting their way home, whatever. But we can all pull together.
Well, if they were like me, they were on that 836, which is horrible.
I love this guy. So, but the point is that we can all come together and have some really good positive energy. And here's a way to direct it, to come together as a community. The Dolphins are a rallying point, not just for football, but for this too.
You said it best. And likewise, you get so many elements. You could do this with your family. You can come out. There's 5K. There's 13 miles. I'm doing the crazy 100 miles. I'm as crazy as you are.
I'm just a water boy. I'm just going to be squirting the people with water when they drive by. That's my gig.
We'll have nearly 4,000 participants bike, walk, run in a few weeks, and believe it or not, we're pacing well ahead of last year in our fundraising efforts. Every dollar counts. Last year alone, we had over 30,000 donations make up that $5.1 million, which you would think, it's made in these massive gifts. Absolutely not.
I want you to know is that I give every year. I give to three different people. I give to Pascal, I give to Andrew Sherman, and I give to Dr. Patton, my three guys that really helped me out. And I spread it around. So I guess there's really 29,997 donors, because I give three times. But, you know, I only give a couple $100, but to each guy, it adds up to, you know, like $500 or whatever. And, you know, guys like me, you can contribute $500, but you don't have to. You can give $5. A little kid give you $3. It's all about contributing and being part of the energy field that we're creating here in Miami.
I mean, how often could you say every dollar is going to go to exactly where it's going to be and then stay here in South Florida? Very few times. And we transcend the Tri-County. Cancer touches us all. What else can you possibly need to find? Even if you don't want to do any of that, we have what's called a virtual ride. And that's where somebody can sign up and they can simply fundraise without even having to get off their couch.
Look, the really big important thing that I think we need to point out is that there's actually a couple. First of all, we have to really realize what a diamond we have here. No, not you. The Sylvester. No.
We know that.
The Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center is just an amazing place. You can go there. I go there once a week just for to treatment on my back. I don't have cancer, but they provide a lot of other things for people too. But and then you've got the Miami Dolphins, and I'm not here to toot Steve Ross's horn or Tannenbaum or anything. I'm here to toot your horn because I want you to know something, Mike. I've been watching this since it got started, and when it got started, some people were here that aren't here today. And I want you to know is that I'm so proud to be your friend and to do this in the name and the honor of the people that have been there from the beginning, that are the motivating force, the seminal part, the thing that brings us all together. And I want you to know it means something really special to me, having grown up a Dolphin fan, having gone to the perfect season games. I even remember
you're
dating
yourself.
That's
huh?
Okay. I don't care. Or I remember running around throwing up the confetti and thinking this would happen all the time. Then we got Dan Marino, didn't really get all the way there. But I want you to know something is that while we went to the playoffs for the first time in whatever it was in a long time, this is the Super Bowl for Miami Dolphins. This is it. You guys do this is the biggest charity event in the NFL, isn't it?
By a long measure.
Okay. Well, who's behind all that? Who is the person that runs that?
Well, a lot of people, but I'd like to say I take a leadership position.
You're the face of the thing. I'll say it because you're too humble.
I have a lot of humility, and my parents and my upbringing came with, it's a team effort.
I love you.
I played sports throughout my life, and you won and lost as a team, and we do that on the field, well, or on the road, and in the checkbook.
This here is the team. The team is the people that perform and activate in the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. You've got community leaders. Carlos Magoya is out there. You've got Pascal. Who are some of the other? Drop some names. Do it.
Stuart Miller is
love that guy.
CEO of Lennar, and just I can't say enough good things about Stuart. Eric Fader,
terrific guy, Matt Allen,
many other like stewards of this community that they don't only put their money, because sometimes for somebody who's very wealthy, it's easier to write a check than it is to devote their time and their effort. But not only that, a lot of people, you know, we have over 50 corporate partners that they're putting their employees, they're coming out and volunteering. We have over 1,000 volunteers. We have 4,000, you know, they're getting their employees to ride, run, walk. We can't do it. We have an organization with 8-9 people that work year round on it, and we focus on it year round, but we simply don't have the manpower to get, you know, into all these organizations without a lot of help.
I'm so proud to be just a little teeny part. This is just so amazing. So I want to do it again now. How do people get info, and what roles can they play? We've got like only about a minute and a half left, so I'm done talking. It's all yours.
Basic DolphinsCancerChallenge.com, DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. You can do everything from register. You can donate to me or through you. It's really, yeah, you're not donating to me. I don't see that money, but it's as if I pledged that,
now
that
I gotta,
money.
Now I got to support a fourth person now. I got the three doctors and you, bro.
I'll be sending that link to you first thing.
No problem. I already got it from you. That's actually what prompted me. When I got the link, I started planning and doing this. So how much time do we have before the cancer challenge?
So we have about 3 weeks before the cancer challenge. And again, there's the various different options, or you can just simply donate online. And we have a golf tournament coming up April 21st. But I really want to keep the focus on on.
You'll come back and talk about the golf. I want you to come back when everything's coming up. I want you to come back and, in fact,
and I'll report on the DCC.
Exactly. I want you to call. We got a little call in time. I want you to call in and remind everybody over the next couple of weeks. Then we'll see you out there. We'll be counting crows with you. I want to thank so much Michael Mandich, who carries the mantle in this community of fighting cancer. It's a big job, but we got a big-hearted guy doing it. Michael, one more time, how people get information.
DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. Join us February 10th for a great kickoff event, and then February 11th, out on the road.